Section 15. Special CDL, CLP Information and Programs. 15.1. Military Waiver Program. 15.2. CDL, CLP Medical Certification Program. 15.1 Military Waiver Program. Qualified. Eligible active military service members and those who have been discharged within the past 12 months who wish to obtain an Illinois Commercial Driver's License, CDL, and can fulfill the necessary requirements will have the opportunity to have some or all of their CDL testing waived, due to their extensive training and experience. This program is only available to those service members who are obtaining their initial CDL and not for upgrades or restriction changes to an existing CDL. There are two options under the Military Waiver Program, the Even Exchange and the Skills Waiver. For either option, the applicant and their commanding officer, CO, must provide a fully completed and acceptable application for the appropriate option. After submitting the application with required documentation, via email to the CDL division at cdlsaferideillinois@ilsos.net, the CDL division will review and verify the application and contact the CO and the applicant. Each option will be required to pay the appropriate CDL fee and satisfy all the CDL and other licensing requirements. Even Exchange Option. The Even Exchange Option is available to service members who have certain military MOS ratings in the armed services as noted on the application for this option, along with the proper military commercial driving training and experience. After an acceptable Even Exchange application is received and verified, these service members are permitted to have their CDL knowledge and skills testing waived. This also could include certain endorsement tests, if applicable to the applicant's experience. Skills Waiver Option. The Skills Waiver Option is available to all service members who have the proper military commercial driving training and experience but do not have the certain MOS ratings for the Even Exchange Option. After an acceptable Skills Waiver application is received and verified, these service members are permitted to have their CDL skills testing waived. This does not include the CDL knowledge testing required and does not apply to any endorsements requiring skills testing. Both waiver applications are displayed on the following pages. For further information, please contact the CDL division at 217-524-5971 or 217-785-3108 or visit cyberdriveillinois.com. 15.2 CDL, CLP Medical Certification Program. Medical certification is part of obtaining a CDL under Title 49, USDOT, CFR Part 383, 384, 390,391. Any person applying for a CDL for the first time or transferring from another state after January 30, 2014, must certify with the Illinois Secretary of State's office one of the following four categories. 1. Non-accepted interstate. NI, I certify that I operate or expect to operate in interstate commerce, and I am both subject to and meet the qualification requirements under 49 CFR Part 391, and I am required to obtain a medical examiner's certificate by 49 CFR 391.45. 2. Accepted interstate, EI, I certify that I operate or expect to operate in interstate commerce, but engage exclusively in transportation or operations accepted under 49 CFR Part 390.3, F, 391.2, 391.68 or 398.3 from all or parts of the qualification requirements of 49 CFR Part 391, and I am, therefore, not required to obtain a medical examiner's certificate by 49 CFR 391.45. 3. Non-accepted intrastate, NA. I certify that I operate only in intrastate commerce, therefore, I am both subject to the current state's medical requirements. 4. Accepted intrastate, EA. I certify that I operate in intrastate commerce, but engage exclusively in transportation or operations accepted from all or parts of the state's medical requirements. Upon the effective date of this regulation, CDL holders who certify to Category 1, non-accepted interstate, must provide the original copy of the medical examiner's certificate to a Secretary of State Driver Services facility prior to the issuance, renewal, upgrade or replacement of a CDL no later than January 30, 2014, whichever occurs first. Failure to do so will result in downgrading your CDL to a non-CDL license. When a driver is certifying to non-accepted interstate requirements, downgrading the CDL to a non-CDL status will occur automatically whenever the CDL holder's medical certificate expires and a new one has not been given to the Secretary of State's office. The Illinois Secretary of State's office is not responsible for determining a self-certification. This is the sole responsibility of the driver. For a complete list of these rules and regulations, refer to Title 49 CFR 383.71. Initial certification with the Secretary of State's office can only be done at a CDL driver services facility. After your original certification in person, January 30, 12 to January 30, 14, you may visit the facility again in person or mail the certification to the Medical Review Unit in Springfield. If mailing, please allow 30 days prior to expiration of your current medical certification. At any time, if your medical certificate expires and you have not notified the Secretary of State's office, your CDL will be canceled. Medical certification information for CDL holders, CLP applicants. As of January 30, 2014, all CDL holders and CLP applicants must personally certify or recertify their CDL medical status with each visit. All CDL holders and CLP applicants who choose to declare the NI category must also provide a valid, acceptable DOT medical certificate, card. Drivers, applicants who are required to have a federal waiver, exemption or SPE authorization accompanying their medical certificate, card must also present these document. Drivers, applicants who declare NI must maintain the validity of their medical certificate and any accompanying documents with the Secretary of State CDL Medical Unit. Updated medical certificates can be submitted at an Illinois CDL facility or sent directly to the CDL Medical Unit. Any driver who no longer wishes to be an NI driver or maintain a medical certificate must visit a CDL facility and declare another category. CDL self-certification categories. There are four CDL self-certification categories. All CDL holders must certify one of these categories. 1. Non-accepted interstate. NI, engaged in interstate commerce and meet 49 CFR Part 391 requirements, must have medical certificate. Must provide the Secretary of State's office with an original or copy of driver's medical certificate. This is the only category where the SOS will collect DOT medical information and must have driver's DOT medical certificate. Category covers multi-state drivers, who are not in accepted, exempt, category. Also, this category covers any CDL holder who does not fall under one of the categories below or any CDL holder who is granted a federal vision or diabetes exemption, waiver or SPE limb impairment, skill performance evaluation. 2. Accepted interstate, EI, engaged in interstate commerce and accepted, exempt, from 49 CFR Part 391 requirements, not required by federal FMCSA guidelines to hold a medical certificate to drive interstate. School bus operations. Use Category 2 if crossing state lines, or Category 4 if not crossing state lines. A school bus permit, SBP, holder is required to be medically certified annually to drive a school bus. The SOS will not need any detailed medical information if you certify EI or EA. The SOS has received confirmation through the Illinois SBP program. All CDL holders still must certify. B. Transportation performed by the federal government, a state, or any political subdivision of a state. C. Occasional transportation of personal property by individuals neither for compensation nor in the furtherance of a commercial enterprise. D. The transportation of human corpses or sick and injured persons. E. The operation of fire trucks and rescue vehicles while involved in emergency and related operations. F. A 9 to 15 passenger van, including the driver, which is less than 26,001 GVWR, not for compensation. If for compensation, must stay within a 75 air mile radius of the driver's normal work reporting location. G. Apiarian industries, beekeepers. H. Farm Custom Operations, Custom Harvesters. I. Farm Vehicle Drivers operating straight trucks in interstate commerce that meet the definition of a commercial motor vehicle, CMV, as defined in 49 CFR Part 390.5 within 150 miles of their farm are exempt from the medical certification requirements. J. Private motor carrier of passengers, non-business. For example, organizations exempt from the Internal Revenue Code that provide transportation for their members. K. Emergency delivery of propane winter heating fuel and pipeline response. L. Drivers of migrant workers must meet minimum standards only. 49 CFR 398.3. 3. Non-accepted intrastate. NA engaged in intrastate commerce and subject to state requirements AS in law today. Covers most drivers who drive within a single state, but check with your employer or trade association for clarification. 4. Accepted intrastate, EA, motor carriers while engaged in intrastate commerce and accepted from all or part of state safety requirements. Same as above accepted categories in number 2, but driving within a single state. It is the CDL holder's responsibility to determine his, her respective category above and certify with the Secretary of State's office. This certification must be conducted at an Illinois CDL facility. For additional information, contact 217-785-3002, www.cyberdriveillinois.com or www.fmcsa.gov.